in Israel, but now in the hands of the Philistines. And the glory has departed from Israel. That's why Eli felt so much pain and so much anguish that now the glory has departed from Israel and the Philistines have now captured the Ark of the Covenant. And the Philistines, as was their custom, took the captured Ark to the temple of their god Dagon at Ashdod to celebrate their victory. For in their religion, Dagon, from the Hebrew word fish, was the god of agriculture and the father of the great god Baal. He had the upper body of a man and the lower body of a fish. His image was often carried into battle by the intensely religious Philistines, if you will. It was there in the temple of Dagon at Gaza that the Philistines offered thanksgiving when Samson was captured. They celebrated the demise of Samson and they placed him in the temple of Dagon. It was also in the temple of Dagon at Bethshean that the Philistines fastened the decapitated head of King Saul. They rejoiced. They celebrated a fallen king. A once anointed leader of Israel now in the temple of Dagon. For Dagon was their god. And they celebrated the trophies of God in the temple of Dagon. And now the Ark of the Covenant is set before Dagon in his temple as a visual representation that Dagon is victorious and Jehovah is inferior. And they put the Ark of the Covenant in the temple of Dagon as a trophy, as a reminder, as a statement that Dagon is greater than God. Can I tell you tonight, Israel made a mistake. Israel messed up that day and many days thereafter. Israel did not seek the face of God. And Israel lost the Ark of the Covenant. And the Philistines were ready to celebrate. They were ready to add another trophy to the temple of Dagon. And they were ready to hang it on the walls to promote Dagon. Can I tell somebody tonight that hell is on the attack? Hell is looking for trophies. Hell is looking for prayer warriors that will hang on Dagon's walls. Hell is looking for intercessors. Hell is looking for soul winners. Hell is looking for preachers. Hell is looking for musicians and singers and pillars of the kingdom of God. Hell is looking to take you out. The Bible said there is a thief that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. Hell's got one word for you, and that word is revenge. And hell is on the attack because hell wants you. Hell wants you. Hell wants you to get bitter. Hell wants you to get offended. Hell wants to somehow derail you and distract you from all the cares of this world. Hell wants to somehow cause you to lose that covenant, that relationship with God, that once on fire zeal for the kingdom. Hell is looking for somebody that'll just go through the motions, that'll just nod your head when the preacher's preaching, that maybe we'll run a lap, that maybe we'll get entertained by the songs we sing. Hell is looking for people that'll make the common uncommon of the world. And we need some men and we need some women that'll stand up in this untoward generation, that'll put their shoulders back, that'll raise their head up and look to this untoward generation and make a bold declaration that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care who's not wanting to do this. I don't care who's not wanting to pray. I need some men and some women that'll say, Pastor, you can count on me. I'll pray when nobody else wants to pray. I'll fast when nobody else wants to fast. I'll intercede. I'll miss a meal. Why? Because I want to get radical faith to let this world know you can't have my soul. Somebody ought to clap your hands. Somebody ought to raise your voice. Come on, this is not a day and age for us to patty cake for Jesus and go to the normal Pentecostal calisthenics, but it's a day for the men and women to be understanding of the times that we're living in. It's a time that we realize that this is about to wrap up. And it's high time for the church to be the church. Not just on Sunday and not just on Wednesday, but it's time for the church to become the church. To somehow get a burden for this. To somehow understand, if I don't reach them, nobody will. If I don't witness to them, nobody will. If I don't stand for truth, nobody will. So they set the Ark of the Covenant next to Dagon. And 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 3 says, and when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. Somehow the wind came in. Somehow it blew their God over. And they wanted to make sure that their God was all right. And they put him back. Remember many years ago, I think I've told the story, that at Christian Life College, we would go to a donut store called, I believe, Tender Donuts. And every morning they would have a fresh glazed donut right in front of their idol Buddha. They'd have their little incense burning, and we'd walk in there, and every day I'd look at that, and every day I'd notice Buddha wasn't hungry. Buddha never ate a bite of that donut. And for 4 years I'd go to this donut shop, and never once, Brother Reuben, he had a big belly. He had a gold belly. I think he ate good. I think he loved to eat. But he wasn't real. And so my last day there, you got to forgive Pastor, I was a little ornery back then. But I looked at that fresh glazed donut, and when the store owners weren't looking, I reached over and I grabbed a big old bite of it. And I set it there and I left. They maybe have a shrine now, the day that Buddha ate the donut. But I know that Buddha is not real. And I know Dagon is not real. And I know there is no other God beside him, in front of him, before him, and there will never be a God after him. I'm glad I know the God of Israel. I'm glad I know the one true and living God. I'm glad I know a God that does not change, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm glad I can talk with him. And so they set Dagon up, put him back where he belongs, Brother McIntosh. And verse 4 says, and when they arose early, got to check on Dagon. Make sure he's okay. They rose up early on the morrow morning. Behold, Dagon was fallen to his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. But this time, the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Can I tell you, cutting off the hands was a common sign in ancient times that the enemy was indeed dead and thus powerless. And so what God did was make a statement to them and to the whole world. Not today, Dagon. Not this time, nor ever. I'm going to cut off the hands of the enemy, and I'm going to show that the enemy is defeated. I'm going to show that the enemy is dead. I'm going to show that the enemy is powerless. He's just a myth. He's just a fairy tale, because I realize my people have made mistakes, and I want them to know a true and living God. And I realize that my people have made bad decisions. But I don't want you to break out in your celebration yet, Dagon. Because Micah 7:8 says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." What are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you, there are some of you tonight that have messed up, that have made some serious mistakes, that have said some things that you wish to God you would have never said, that have gone some places you should have never went and been involved in things you should have never been involved with. And the enemy has come to you and heaped condemnation upon you and heaped guilt and depression and loneliness and fear and doubt and despair and whispered into your ear, "You're a failure. Your God will never love you anymore. You're too far gone. You did the unpardonable sin, and there's no hope for you. We're going to put you in the temple of Dagon. We're going to hang you on the wall like we hung Samson, like we hung Saul, like we hung Demas, like we hung Judas, and you'll be a trophy for this world to see. And the world will know that Dagon has more power." That's what the enemy wants you to think. But some of you got to make up your mind. I know I don't deserve to be here. I know what everybody else is saying. I know my past doesn't look good. I know I've done things that God should have just blotted me out with. But I've got a daddy that loves me. I've got a daddy that cares for me. I've got a daddy that does not want to beat me over the head and throw me out with the trash. No, I've got a God that loves me. And what I got to do is I got to pick up myself and wipe the dust off my face and square my shoulders back and lift up my voice and shout, "I'm a king's kid. I've got royal blood flowing through my veins." I know you've messed up. I know you've made mistakes, but I've got a daddy that loves me, and I've got a daddy that loves you, and I've got a word for the adversary tonight. I've got a word for the enemy tonight. Not today, Dagon. Not this time, devil. I've got a God that's fighting for me. I've got a God that believes in me. Oh, somebody ought to clap your hands. Somebody ought to raise your voice. Somebody ought to give God the greatest, loudest shout you can. Come on. You're not addicted to the bottle anymore. Drugs no longer have a hold on you. You have been bought. You have been redeemed. Oh, lift up your voice in this house today. Lift up your voice in this house today. Come on, there's a God that believes in you. You've got a God that believes in you. I realize I'm far away from home, but I'm not that far that God can't come to my rescue. I've got news for somebody tonight that he still loves you. He still cares about you. Don't run away from him. Don't run away from the church. Hallelujah. Understand, you've got to run to him. Somebody ought to shout, not this time, Dagon. Not this time, devil. You've had your grips on me way too long, and I'm shaking it off tonight, and I'm making a declaration in the spirit tonight. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Lift up your voice in this house tonight. Come on, lift up your voice in this house tonight. Come on, your baby's not too far gone. Your marriage is not too far gone. There is a God that's fighting for you. I don't care what the doctors are saying. I don't care what the naysayers are saying. I will believe the report of the Lord. I will believe the report of the Lord. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As a smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Bishop talked about it today. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice over the fact that you're here in the house of God right now. That ought to make you shout. That ought to make you happy. I'm here in the presence of God now. I don't care where I've been. I don't care what I've been involved in. I'm in the presence of God tonight. And I love you, but I really don't care about what you think. I really care about what he thinks. And I know I don't deserve this, but I got a God. I got a God that loves me. I got a God that has mercy on me. His mercy endures forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And he's given me grace, unmerited favor. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extolled him that rides above the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah, J-A-H, is also Y-A-H. And it is a short form of Yahweh, which is the proper name of God. And this short form of the name occurs 50 times in the Word of God. Brother Alex, you can come. Of which 24 form part of the phrase Hallelujah, which is actually a two-word phrase, not a one-word. a Hebrew expression that literally means praise Yah or praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. And when you say this, you are literally saying, not this time, Dagon, because there's only one God. None beside him, nor in front of him, nor after him. He is the one true living God. Can I tell you tonight, you could put your trust in him. You could put your hope in him. He will not fail you. He will not disappoint you. For he has cut off the enemy's hands, and the enemy has no power. He has no future, Brother Milano. He is dead. But he is alive. He is alive. He is alive. He has risen from the grave. He has taken the keys from death, hell, and the grave. Oh, death, where is thy sting? And oh grave, where is thy victory? I've got a God that specializes in putting the pieces back together. I've got a God that specializes in love. And I challenge you tonight, do not allow the enemy to hang you on the walls of Dagon. Do not allow the enemy to showcase you in the temple of Dagon. For God is greater than your past. God is greater than your mistake. God is greater than your bad choice and bad decisions of life. I know things are tough right now. I know you don't see any hope in sight and you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, but I've got a word for you tonight that you serve a God. You serve a God that loves you, that cares about you. To the fact that he said, whosoever will, let him come unto me. All ye that are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Would you stand to your feet tonight? Would you lift your voice with me tonight? All across this building, come on. I know hell has been on the attack. I know hell has attacked your mind and attacked your body and attacked your faith. But I'm preaching for somebody that'll make up their minds. I'm coming out of this. I'm getting out of the pig pen tonight. And I'm running back to God. I'm running back to a Savior. Would you grab somebody by the hand? Would you take him down to this front? Would you begin to say, hey, God, don't pass me by. I'm running to you. Not this time, Dagon. Not this time, devil. I'm covered. I'm covered. I'm covered by your grace. Come on. There's restoration in the house tonight. There's forgiveness in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I want to live for you. I want to live for you, God. Search my heart. Oh, know my ways. Forgive me, Jesus. Let your blood cover me. Hallelujah. Come on. Come out of this. Come out of this. You don't have to be defined by your past any longer. Come out of it. Forget about what people have said and how they've talked about you. Come out of this. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel him in this house. Not this time, day gone. I've got a God that's greater. I've got a God that's greater. Hallelujah. Let him restore some things. Let him restore some things. I trust him.
No matter where I've been, no matter how.
Lay your hand on somebody.
You pick me up.
Pray for one another. Let's come out together. Let's agree together.
You take me
out. I will not be a trophy. I will not be a trophy. That Dagon can display. No, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King.
I've done, no matter where I've been, no matter how I fall.
Hallelujah.
You pick me up.
Hallelujah.
Again.
Hallelujah.
You have removed my shame.
Cleanse my heart.
You take me out.
Cleanse my mind. My soul. I want to live for you.
Now I
want to please you.
By your
hallelujah. Come on, I feel the love of the Lord. I feel the mercies of God. Hallelujah. There's a cleansing. There's a refreshing. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. You're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. He loves you. Fight for it. Contend for it. He's called you. Such a time as this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, God. Trust in you, God. I depend on you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. His mercy.
Now
I feel his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What?
Praise Yahweh.
Cover.
God. Yes, God.
No matter what I've done, no matter where I've been, no matter how I've walked, you lift me up again. You have removed my shame. You take me as I am. You call me just. You have me.
take this with you. Stay here as long as you like. But know this, that God has never given up on you, and God loves you. And as much as you want Him, He wants you more, and He believes in you. Do not be a trophy in Dagon's house, but be a trophy in God's house. Amen. God bless you.